diamonds?
Yes.
Yo, and you motherfuckers were cracking on me, saying, oh, that looks like crack. Yeah. That looks like crack, motherfucker.
It smokes like crack, too.
Not that yeah. I would know.
So,
no, it does.
Oh, shit. Good to have you back.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, you gotta get like real, you gotta get like
I'm
super
sorry,
close.
I have to get interview close. I have to get interview
thank
close.
God. Thank God. Thank God that we're not doing Clean and Friends on video. Someone asked me about that this morning today. They were just like, how come you don't do that shit on video? I'm like, because it's baby steps, man.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I was like, this isn't DD214.
Yeah, man, this is definitely not like remotely, like, I don't know. This is bad.
No, then I realized something.
Like, if people knew we were sitting here smoking crack right now, I think they'd have a different opinion.
We are not. We are not smoking crack. Oh, my God.
I mean, we didn't make and process that.
Listen, this is... you know...
Look, by that I mean, like, this dab is crack. Like, this shit is just...
Fire.
It's fun. I told you.
Oh. You
fucking... Jesus.
Dude,
it's not the color of it, by the way. It's just the fact that it's harsh on my throat.
I understand.
I came to a really interesting realization too, just the other day, right? I've got all these podcasts, right?
Yeah.
You know, and I talk to you about them all the time. Mm-hmm. And everyone's working on volunteer status, right?
Well, yeah.
So what's going to happen when I do make money? I got to pay everyone, even you?
I mean...
Isn't that how it works?
I mean, shit. I would assume that you and I would definitely get...
Oh, no, you're getting paid.
Well, no, I'm just saying I would assume you and I would... I'm not sure. Let me see. Look, I work for fucking merch and weed, and I work for getting stoned, and that's exactly what we're doing right now, which is why we're here right now.
Cleaning friends.
Getting stoned. Definitely not clean right now. If I pissed in a cup, it would be like tar. FYI,
that's not good. I think you need to see a doctor for that.
I might have to see a doctor. Just letting you know.
So we got a couple things to talk about. The holidays. You know, we've already spoke about how our holidays were, but there are some things I didn't tell you that happened during the holidays when Dabs was at the house.
Oh shit!
So.
Which, shout out to Dabs for holding
shout out
down
to Dabs, man.
Episode.
Let me tell you something. This dude, this poor guy, you know, he was saying how he had such a good time, but he didn't talk. He didn't really go into detail about the abuse of the lungs that happened to him.
That poor man.
And the fact that he was like, yeah, that's why they call me Dabs. And then we took a fat dab rip and he was out like 5 minutes after. It's more like 10, maybe 15, but yo, I was like, this poor guy. Like, now, for context, he hasn't taken dabs in a long time.
Well, yeah, that I know for sure.
So that tolerance.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, not for nothing. I love the dude to death, but the last couple of times he's like, stayed here, he's definitely slept more than I've ever seen him sleep, ever. Or at least that I know him
he
to sleep.
He slept so fucking much.
I'd imagine so.
And there's many things. Weed, pizza. I think did you make rice that day, baby? You made rice? And, oh my God.
Oh,
like a pasta dish and a rice dish the next day.
Oh, dude.
And the pasteles.
Pasteles.
That's what you were pissed off about.
Yeah, oh, pasteles, yeah. Yo. But it's okay. I had pasteles a couple nights ago. I was happy.
You made up for it?
Yeah, I had yuca pasteles too, yeah, bro. Those shits were good. Yo, those things are the bomb.
You know what else we got in our freezer? Old ass fucking... What's that shit? The weed stuff? That crumbled weed?
Crumble?
It's...
Oh, yeah. I use it for when I make muffins and cookies and stuff. Yeah.
Oh.
Take a little extract.
That's cool.
Extract butter.
It's been there for like 2 years. I don't know if it's good anymore.
How long has it been since you made some of them delicacies?
It's been a while. It's been a good minute.
Shit.
You want to talk about delicacy? What about them fucking them freeze dried ice cream things you fucking fed me?
Oh, yeah,
what was that?
That's Ness. That Ness brought that into my life. I had never ever before, like, experienced those little ice cream balls before in my life.
I would eat them without the weed.
Right. Yo, they're good.
Right, they're delicious.
And that's the danger, like what you said, they're dangerous. And yes, they're fucking, because they're so fucking, you don't taste the weed.
It's dude, I could sit here. Absolutely. I could sit here and eat. A whole I could eat a whole fucking, because dude, I'm obsessed with, like, vanilla ice cream. I could sit there, eat a whole tub.
That's
like that. And
that's scary. I can't eat that much ice cream at once. I have a limit when it comes to ice cream, bro. My stomach, like, has a way of saying slow the fuck down or just stop.
I fucking love ice cream, but that shit, that's a whole new meaning to edible, man.
Dude, yeah, it's dangerous.
But what's crazy about it is that, like, you have it in your hand. It's like, because have you ever had fried ice cream before?
Yes.
Kind of take. Okay. It's got like that cornflake taste after.
Dude, when I had the restaurant, the fucking burger spot.
Yeah. The one right there by the church.
We added that to our menu, and we had it on our menu for like, I think like 3 or 4 months, but it is such a pain in the ass process to make. And to make sure that, you know, what you want out of an ice cream ball is for the outside to be crispy and hot.
Yep.
And the inside to remain
delicious
ice cream. Like, it's supposed to remain cold. Oh. And, like, it's supposed to be ice cream.
My lord.
Yo, you fucking leave that in for too long, like, you lose the entire thing. So, you don't know how many of those fucking ice cream balls I fucked up. Constantly. Like, I had to, like, start timing myself. I had my fucking phone, like, on the side with a timer, like, all right, as soon as this fucking beeps, that bitch gotta come out, like. Because, the process of just prepping the ball before even deep frying it is just, fuck life.
So, is that ice cream stuff, is that, like, dispensary stuff, or is that, like, backdoor dispensary
stuff? No, that's dispensary stuff.
No shit.
Where is it from?
Smoke shop.
Which one?
That's, Happy Head Smoke Shop in Morgantown.
There you go. So, that's
Listen, Happy a lot Head. Of these, a lot of these, they got a lot of these licenses now. Dude, listen, it's that legal shit. In Jersey, you know what? We're gonna check Smokey. I bet you, because he got a lot of containers in that fucking glass case. Yeah. I'm telling you. But yeah, no, dude. It's just like you have it in your hand. It's nice and dry. It's like it's the exact same texture as the astronaut ice cream that we get at Liberty Science Center. Yep. Remember doing the touch tunnels when we were a kid and shit. So you would get 99 cents. Go get a fucking freeze dried ice cream sandwich. It tasted just like that. But when I ate it. It just, like, it got so creamy. It was creamy and melted, but there was no cold. It was just, it reminded me, you remember going over, see, you know this, because we're actually in Union City right now, which I'm about to get into my frustrations about that in a second. You know, even though it's a vibe in here, though, I gotta say, you know, it's a vibe in here, the ambiance, but what was I saying again?
Damn, we got
the ice cream,
dude. That shit is life changing, bro. that shit hits on a whole different fucking level.
It's dangerous, yo. Stop, yo. I'm about to fucking drop like two more of them, bitches. No, I feel good. Like, dude. I feel great right now.
No, I feel fantastic. I feel, and then you let me hit.
Yo, you know what? Actually, pass me one of them fucking one of them Teddy Graham looking motherfuckers.
Hey. I need you to turn around.
Yeah.
I need you to go to that news thing and go left a few times. We'll talk about that real quick.
Hang on, I gotta turn fucking Tony Stank.
Left.
It's gonna reroll.
Yeah, chocolate. That's fine.
Chocolate good?
Yeah.
Okay. That. What is that?
I don't know. Some bullshit.
It says Xavier's replacement revealed as Marvel showcases X-Men's new status quo for 2024. What is that?
I don't know, but it's like
we're watching
Marvel.
The video right now. This is, you know, you guys.
Marvel Comics, next big thing in 3, 2.
The four
one.
People who
Whoa.
Listen to this podcast so ain't gonna know what the fuck is going on. But is this comic based or is this movie based?
I think it's comic based.
Okay.
It's comic based.
Nah, fuck that. All right.
Magneto is becoming the X-Men's new Professor Xavier. Fucking.
Okay, no, that's stupid.
That was some cocktail.
That's stupid.
Shit.
All right,
excited.
Yeah. No.
I got excited. Yeah. I was like, yeah, but no.
What else we got on the menu? Fucking. Oh my God.
Hang on, bro. I'm having a fucking problem right now. My fat fucking sausage fingers won't let me get this fucking treat. Thank you. Sorry.
Lord have mercy. So, yo, okay. Are
you
so,
good, you sure?
You. I'm positive. Okay.
So,
I'm not going through that.
So, again. Tony gave me the ammunition today.
Ooh.
Right? Remember?
Which one?
About. So we're going to talk about it here. And if you're listening to this, Tony, just know I let go of it like hours later. But, yo, the son of a bitch leaked out such an important clip of the episode.
It was a good clip.
I remember I saw it. JM reposted it.
I reposted it too.
And you reposted it too.
On fucking TikTok.
And I wrote to JM. I was like, this son of a bitch. And I was like, Tony. I was like, you posted the wrong one. Now I gotta work. Now I gotta work tomorrow.
Motherfucker.
I have to work tomorrow now. And then I posted the fucking the same clip the day after, regardless, like whatever. And you know, but yeah, I mean, it was off. That has never happened to me before in the whole process.
He got excited.
You know, and
he was excited. He saw clips and he was like, "Yeah, Paul." And that's exactly what he did.
He was like, "I was at work and I was rushing."
I don't blame him.
You know that shit was so funny. I feel, you know, I don't.
That honestly just shows how quick he is to, like, really promote.
To get it done, yeah. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Hey, people saw the clip. He got a lot of hits on it.
He did.
You know, so I just, you know, I hope he didn't delete them. I didn't ask him to delete them. I just told him not to do it. I just told him not to do it again.
No, man.
Like, don't do it again. No, but that was new for me, like, experiencing something like that, because like I never thought of someone leaking something from any of the shows, you know, even the ones that we do or any content that we do, especially like XVPW.
Yeah.
Like Max, like when I released the clip on BRVG with you on the phone.
Yeah.
And you know, Max was just like, no, you know, he had no issue with me posting the clip up, and he was just like, yeah, you know. You know, just don't tag XVPW, spoilers, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, no problem. You know, I could work with that. And I did post it. And no one had any idea that it was XVPW.
Which was good.
And
I mean, shit, that XVPW show is up to fucking almost 2K now as far as views, man. Manhattan Massacre did really fucking well. Listen, for a 3-hour showcase.
Max must really like me to put me near the damn end of the show. All right, I'm just saying, all right? I'm just saying, I was damn near that main event, and I was just like, oh, okay, you know, he did really good.
It was a good show overall. Everybody did a great job. All the segments were fucking hilarious.
Like, were you there when I did the fall shot?
Yeah.
And
saw the first take you did was great because it was unexpected.
Everyone was like, oh my god. Everyone was like, oh my god, are you okay? And Max was like, are you okay, man? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. We're good.
Bump,
like, I could sell.
Mm-hmm.
I could sell crack to a Christian.
That's dangerous. Right?
Like, I could sell a pen that doesn't write.
No, I'd actually punch you in the balls if you sold me a pen that doesn't write, man.
I
come for blood.
I'll tell you one thing. I know this one. Yeah, I know this one magic.
Don't fuck with my pen.
So I know this one magic trick, right? With a pen, if you have like a black or blue pen, I could make it write yellow.
You know what? Just because I want you to fucking entertain me in some way, shape, or form. Right?
Yeah. What you got?
I got pens galore.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah. I don't know what color this is. Eventually, I guess. This motherfucker. Fuck you.
All right, perfect. Yeah, you're doing the first part for me. Sweet.
Right,
so okay.
It's black, right?
Yeah, black. Okay. Let's see.
Are you gonna pee on it?
No.
Is
okay.
That part of the trick?
No.
All right. He's rubbing it between his hands. All right. He's writing in black. It's a pen I've owned for a long time. You just, you know. Sanchez. Sometimes when I think there's no way you could surprise me, you fucking surprise me. Yes, it writes yellow. Literally.
The word, not the color.
The word, yeah, yellow. Nice, yeah.
Yeah, so look, we did it. It worked.
That's proof. It does write yellow.
All right, so like, I want to make it a tradition. Now, I don't know, because remember, the whole point of Clean and Friends is not to have celebrities on, and it's about my friends.
Well, then what the fuck am I doing here?
You're the fucking host. your name is on the fucking title.
True.
It's actually, isn't that your signature too?
It is my signature.
His signature is on the title, folks. We don't fuck around here on Clean and Friends and Clean thing. Sanchez Media and Bong Grips and Video Games and whatever it is. Now, but yeah, I always like coming towards the end of the show. Like, I want to make it a tradition just to find a way to smoke up. I'm going to take a dab and then I'll light up the tobacco. And you know what? I'm so glad no one's asked me about why I relapsed and broke the New Year's tradition. Because everyone knew that we were supposed to quit and, like, we didn't get a chance to do it. Well, we had the chance to do it, but the problem was the first two days.
Wait, to quit what?
Cigarettes.
Oh,
dude, this shit sucked.
Yeah,
the first I told you I wasn't in the chat for like 3 days. I was like, dog, I don't want to talk to y'all. Like, I'm like, and then I looked at my wife. I was like, yo, let's just cut down. We've kind of worked a little bit. It's a little bit, you know. But then, Desmond rolled up in the room today.
Oh,
and he was like, you fucking bought cigarettes. I was like, no, it's not what you think. It's fake. It's fake. And he was like, oh, they're Hollywood cigarettes? And like, I feel so bad lying to my kid. I feel so bad.
Hollywood
I'm like,
cigarettes, yeah, they're movie rats.
Yes.
Why, my cat's a bitch.
Yo, that cat's looking right at me, dog.
This cat's
I like cats.
Bitch.
I like cats.
She hates everyone.
She's not your friend, I promise.
She hates everyone.
Yes.
Everyone.
No matter how nice you are to her.
Doesn't matter who you are.
I brought her
that's
toys
nice.
And catnip. And
I raised this
she
little
likes
bitch,
when I have food.
And she still hates me.
Oh, she, you know,
Jackson,
yo,
Alex,
you know what she just did as you went. So she stopped, and
her.
As you were like it, that last
we'll
part that you were like,
weeks.
She still hates me. She paused, and you said, "And," that she stopped and listened.
She
bounced.
Yeah, she got offended. She, like she got fucked.
Yeah, she didn't like what Gio had to say.
She
I'll be
like
at.
That negative energy
I don't
about her.
I don't. Oh,
she's like, why
did
he hate me?
Oh, I'll be at. I'm excited. I know we're gonna have some people. I know. I definitely want to try to get Key Bohidi on. I know.
Oh my God.
We should definitely get Key on here.
I know that Eric the Red. I want to get Eric the Red back on. You know, and even the way that we're doing the podcast now, I mean, you're finally experiencing it—the little magic that
yeah,
this
the little device is fucking beautiful.
Yeah, and wait till you hear what it sounds like. If you listen to the Dabs episode, they came out really fucking good. So
yeah,
it's going to be
cool. As hell.
So like when we do have like guests and stuff like that, when we you know, I mean, but look, I'm telling you right now, Gates. We're going to be traveling some places, man.
You just called me Gates. That's funny.
Yeah, I mean, I don't call you that, the call name, but yeah. You know, shout out XVPW. But no, man, I'm glad I was able to come up here.
Gates is a horrible
person. Do it the right way.
You don't want to talk about that guy.
Dude, you just got ice cream things stuffed over there, too? What is going on here?
Yeah.
This is...
Go, babe.
This is everything, but yeah, no man.
Oh, my body.
You guys already know cleansanchezmedia.com if the website works on PC.
About that life,
you know. Check out Bong Rips and Video Games.
We definitely about that life.
We just hit the this last episode. Episode 12 is now 3 months.
The Dirty D.
Dirty D. The sticky dick bandits do not exist in the real world.
Yo, but they exist in
no,
my mind.
No, they don't.
Forever.
They don't exist.
Sticky dick bandits for life.
You know who would be a great sticky dick bandit?
Who? Don't just like leave me in utter silence. Like
Max.
Max? Max is just like, I don't know.
Max definitely looked like he got a sticky dick.
We watched that man take a shit today. Like,
yeah.
Max?
Yes.
What?
We saw that man sitting on a toilet with his shirt off.
Wait, like, you went over there?
No. No, why the fuck would I go? Why would I do? He was in box. On cam, shirtless, on the toilet, taking a shit. He had Meg and me walking around. It was beautiful. Like, and then he decided to take it a step further and show off his toes and start spilling lotion all over his fucking toes on camera. On camera, spilling lotion all over his fucking toes and then rubbing them. He made a mess on the floor and then cleaned it up with all that shit.
Yeah. So, okay, quick question, all right? Because you know I always like to end the show with a really savage question, ravage question, whatever.
Let's go.
Out of everyone in our group, Lost in the Fuck, and their girlfriends and wives too.
Yes.
Who do you think has got the weirdest fetish and who do you think's got the foot fetish?
The weirdest fetish?
Yeah, who do you think's got the
foot
weird?
Foot fetish, automatically Alex. I'm fucking calling it now. I don't care if he denies it or not. Alex, fuck you. I don't care. I believe it's you, you son of a bitch. If we're playing Clue, it's you, you motherfucker. Other than that, who has the weirdest fetish?
Who do you think is the guy who's hiding it, you know?
Who's hiding someone. Like,
yeah.
Who's just putting on like the ultimate facade?
Yeah, who do you think it is?
Fucking Freshy. That's how real it is. Fucking Freshy.
No.
Yes. I'm sorry, Dabs, but I believe that you've got a sinister mind if you really put your mind to it. And I hope nobody else.
It makes sense because he's always telling us to stop.
Yeah.
It's like he wants to reserve all the.
He gave us a fucking perv curfew.
That's right. We can't say any weird shit before 10 a.m.
Before 11 a.m.
I wake up and I start cursing. I start talking about penis and vagina and stuff. Like, we don't. This
is a normal day in the fuck factory. It's a normal fucking day.
So you think that he's the guy?
I think he's the guy hiding it, bro.
Oh, we're going to have to dig deep into this.
He's hiding some sinister shit. You had him on your last episode. We're going to get him back on. Actually, we should do it as a BRVG opening.
We should call him.
You should call him? Is he on fucking Discord right now? Hold on. I'll fucking check.
He's been in there for like 6 hours.
Yeah, I don't know where he's like. He was putting like plastic on windows or something. Oh, it sounded dangerous. I'm scared.
No, he's gone.
Ah!
He's gone. No, yeah, look, he's got his moon symbols up. He ain't around.
Son of a bitch.
He's taking a nap.
That fucking guy.
Because he don't work tomorrow. That dude's taking a nap.
Dude, he was fucking stoned as hell before.
Yeah, it's 6:47. That motherfucker's taking a nap. He's sleeping.
He's going to wake up and be like, I'm streaming! I'm streaming now! I'm fucking streaming, bro! I'm fucking wake. Let's go.
I'm not making fun of him at all. It's so his persistence in wanting to make sure that we know that he's home.
Yeah.
You know?
He checks in. He's on.
Dude, let me tell you something. If the end of the world happened, he's going to be the first one on Facebook safe from nuclear disaster.
Yeah, for real.
He's going to be
For real. Fucking
I hope his streams do good, but he needs... The only suggestion that I have for him is that he stream longer.
Yeah, definitely.
He can't just put the tip in and just end it.
He really has to, like, he needs to wait for a while.
He needs to fuck that thing. Like, yeah, he needs to get in there and he needs...
On. Freshy, thrust the fuck on, bro.
He needs thrust to at least do... On. He needs to at least do 3.5 or 3. Three is probably suffice.
Three is probably
but
solid.
You know, with Twitch and YouTube, they're just like, oh, you know, 4. If you do 4, you get better numbers. You know, but
Fuck them.
You know, but I've been doing DD214 for like almost 4 years now, and we only still get 12 people a view. So it's like, you know.
I mean, it is what it is. At least you got people fucking watching.
But yeah, no, that's the only suggestion I have for Dabs, and maybe like to minimize his maybe kind of. I mean, you're the guy who designed his thing. I'm going to tell you.
What? Fuck you.
Fuck
that
you.
Was his suggestion. His
frame, it's taken up too much of the game.
Too much of the game space?
Too much of the game space. That's just me.
It could be whitened out. It could be whitened out.
That's racist.
What?
You said it could be whitened out?
Widened. width.
All right, it could be widened out. So 16.9 native. Yeah. Shit. All right.
That's good to be back.
No, that's good. No, yeah. Yeah. No, but yeah, you guys already know. Check out episodes every week or bi-weekly. Check out Bong Rips and Video Games. Check out The Artificial Mind. Check out Yumi and Lore. And, oh, and that's another thing. You know what we're doing on Yumi and Lore next.
Yeah.
I can't say it. I can't say it. I can't say it. I'm super excited. Right. But guys, there's going to be a big announcement with Yumi and Lore soon.
I'm excited for
with
that.
DD214, I'm actually going to be taking a step back as far as camera work. So be ready for that, guys. I'm going to be more producing. And yeah, check out the rest of the podcast. You can only see
his ugly fucking face on BVRG.
Yeah.
Or BRVG. BVSG.
You did it here too.
BSTV.
You did it here too.
BRND. BRNCT.
We're all fucking stupid, yo.
BRND.
Everyone who works for Clean Sanchez Media is a goddamn. We're all
chest.
We're done. We're all done.
It's on my chest.
We're all done.
Twice over there. No, we're good though.